No. I think I got it, Kevin. First of all, thank you for letting me come and be here with you all, for your support, for your prayers. Appreciate it. Going to share a few things, and then I'll give you some information on what's going on down at camp. But just for those of you who don't know me, I'm Jim Fitzgerald, Jimmy Fitzgerald. I'm the camp manager down at Turkey Hill Ranch Bible Camp. There, enough said about me. How many of you have been to camp or involved in camp in any way, shape, or form in the past 50 plus years that camp's been involved, right? So look around. Let me just say this. We can't have camp without you, okay? There's no way we can pull it off. Statistically, I'm a numbers guy. Just our week-long camps alone, that's junior, teen, wilderness, ranch hand, day camp, 1,730 campers last year. 95 for our discipleship week. Now, if you roll everything in, our guest groups, weekend camps, Labor Day, Memorial Day camp, all of those camps, we had over 3,400 campers come through camp this past year. That doesn't include staff, you guys who come and speak and cook and counsel and mow and whatever you do, doesn't include you. 3,400 campers came through Turkey Hill this past season. So again, thank you for your support. I'm going to roll through some pictures, right? Easy to see, picture's worth 1,000 words, right? So I don't have to make any comment on any of these pictures. You can just see them. And then we'll dive into a short message.
Turkey Hill is different.
Yeah, this is not Turkey Hill, okay? Oh, they're beautiful screensavers. I have some as my screensaver. Like this one? I was there yesterday. I woke up this morning and looked out the window and I said, the beach is gone. Kind of sad. Anyway, love going out in the waves when the waves crash back and forth. Okay? Here we go. Lord, just come before you and just... pray that these words will be from you. Amen. Our shirts last season, for the staff, had this verse on it. Okay, very well-known verse in Ephesians, right? Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of your might. No, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Okay, now why all the pictures? Okay. Did you see all the beauty, the creation? That's just part of his might, right? That's who we serve. That's how powerful, that's how strong our God is. And he's telling us to be strong in him, in his strength. Because I can assure you, there's nothing I can do at camp on my own, in my own strength, for the Lord. It starts with prayer, and I'll get to some of that as we move on. As we know, I mean, let's face it, the world is chaotic. There's wars. The influence that social media, the regular media, whatever you want, the effect that it has on us as believers, the sin that is prevalent in our world today affects us. Not saying that we fall into sin, but it affects us. How does it affect us? It affects us in the way we operate, the way we talk, the way we deal with people. And I'll get to that. But just like it was in the days of Noah, look, perhaps today, right?
Amen.
Amen. We don't know when, but we live as if it could be today. I don't know about you all. I can't wait. Just a glimpse of his might, right? We know all of creation, all the pictures we just looked at. And then in Genesis 1:16, and he made the stars also. One single statement. How many of you are familiar with the Webb telescope? Love it. I love it. Okay. What a modern marvel that an engineer and multiple teams can create such a thing to send out into space that can see the galaxies and the Milky Ways beyond what we ever would dream, right? But he made the stars also. You know, we know in the beginning he made the great lights, et cetera, et cetera. Does anybody have any idea of the number of stars? 206 trillion, okay? That's a 2 with 23 zeros after it. That's how many stars there are out there that we can see. There's some that we don't even know about. The Webb telescope says there's even more. They just can't see them yet. They're billions of light years away. Is our God strong or not? Yes, he is. I'm astounded by the strength that our God has. Not just in this. Things that go on every day. In your own life. Things that go on at camp. I'm astounded at the strength of our God. Sometimes I forget it. Oh, I can do that. Let me take care of that. And then the Lord just smacks me right into the hospital, and I'll get to that, right? That's how strong our God is. It is the power of God unto what? Salvation. The same God who created all that we just saw in those pictures and all that we know is the one who saves us and secures us, not just today. Grateful for today, but very grateful for tomorrow and eternity. Because of the power of salvation of everyone who believes. How about the incarnation? We're getting close to Christmas, right? My goodness. Christmas alone, whether you agree with the time of the year, whatever, I love Christmas time. Why? Because it reminds me God the Son became man for me. What power? He had the power to lay down his life. He had the power to take it up again, right? Virgin birth, mind-blowing, right? Scientifically, can't happen. But the strength of our God could make it happen. The strength of our God can make it happen. The tabernacle, I won't go into the whole background of this, when they're bringing the tabernacle back and the children of Israel, and they're singing this song, and they're saying, who is this King of glory, right? It's the Lord strong and mighty in battle. This is the one we worship. Old Testament, New Testament, doesn't matter. He's mighty then, mighty before, mighty still. Mighty in the future. What do we have to look forward to? I don't know about you, I can't wait for the new heaven and the new earth. Can't even imagine. Saw beautiful things at the beach. Can't imagine what the new heaven and new earth's going to be like. That in itself is beautiful, and we're here on earth. Earth that's passing away, that's fading out. We all know this verse in Isaiah. I love it. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? It's like Isaiah saying, wake up. Listen. The everlasting God, the creator of the earth, the one who does everything. His understanding is what? Unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. He increases our strength. We will mount up with wings like eagles. We will not grow weary, and we will not faint. That's who our God is. That's who our God is. Jeremiah wrote in Jeremiah 32, he says, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Don't you love this phrase? Is anything too hard for me? Sometimes we face situations in our life. Listen, I'm not going to back up the application dump truck at the end here. This is all throughout, right? It applies to me. There are things that we face in life. There are things that I face in my own life and at camp, and I'm like, oh, this is so hard. Why is this happening? Why do I have to deal with this? Is anything too hard for our God? No. We go before Him in prayer. We lay it before Him. And you know, sometimes we may not like the answer. But who is the sovereign of the universe? Our God. Our God is the sovereign of the universe. We talk about citizenship. Our citizenship is in heaven, right? We're not of this world. I can't wait. I'm thankful that I am a citizen of heaven. So again, we're back to our key verse. Simply put, and I know you guys have heard this, but sometimes I forget how mighty and powerful our God is. Because we face these challenges, I have to go back and say, hey, you're in control, Lord. You can handle this. He's mighty in battle. He's our rear guard, right? That's who our God is. And how do we deal with that? We take up the sword of the Spirit, right? We are equipped. God has equipped us with what we need, the sword of the Spirit. I don't need to go into all of this. We talk about the Holy Spirit. What does it say about the Holy Spirit? It's another helper. Think about this. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Who indwells in us as a believer? God the Holy Spirit. What else do we need? We have God the Holy Spirit who indwells within us, and sometimes we forget. And we know the verses in John, I'll send you another helper. Jesus is speaking, right? The role of the Holy Spirit. He convicts, He guides, He leads, He gives spiritual gifts. We don't need to go into all this, but you realize this is who indwells us as believers. I know it's a simple truth, but sometimes I forget it. I forget. I'm a child of a mighty God whose Spirit indwells inside of me. He helps us when we're weak. He knows. He prepares us. If you read on beyond our verse that was on our shirt, it gives us the full armor. Not that we literally put these things on, but God has given us what we need to survive in this chaotic, dysfunctioning, dark world that we live in. Right? And how do we do that? It's in His Word. It's very simple. It's in His Word. We walk by faith, not by sight. Simple truth, but the truth nonetheless. It's easy to walk by sight. It's easy to say, oh yeah, like that, I'm going there. As opposed to where Abraham didn't even lift up his eyes and God said, look what I have for you. I have to realize that in my own life. Look what the Lord wants you to do today, next week, next year. Walk by faith. That doesn't mean we do irrational or wrong things. The Lord has given us a brain to function, right? To reason, to understand, to be good stewards of everything, not just our finances, our time, our energy, our effort. Where do we expend those things? To walk by faith, not by sight. So, lastly, my whole point in all of this, if you remember nothing from today, our God is mighty and powerful and indwells within us. Okay, now we're going to switch over to some camp information. Just give me 1 second here to change this over. Okay. Kevin, I think I got this down. Okay. I'm going to give you some, the whole year of what's been going on, and you can ask me questions when I get done. So let me start out by this. I have a few notes. I gave you the stats on the number of people, right? So being in with Wonder Bread and Hostess Cake for over 20 years and with the other bread company for 5, managing assets, people, budgets, the whole nine yards, I always keep my eye on the funds, right? Everybody thinks, oh, Turkey Hill's so big, they're loaded. Yeah, wrong answer, okay? So in the beginning of last year, I'm looking at the money and I'm thinking, yeah, we're upside down, okay? And what I mean by that is we get registration in as soon as registration opens up. So when Susan registers her girls and puts down a $50 deposit, that money goes into the bank, right? But what happens if something catastrophic happens at camp and we can't have that particular week of camp or camp at all? That money's got to go back, right? So we might be sitting on, let's say, $100,000 of deposit, but we can't spend it because we can't spend it until camp starts. We literally were upside down. And we prayed. And a donation came in that literally, in one donation check, put us right side up. That's how faithful God is. That's just one instance. That's just one of the instances. Junior 2, Katie George and Joseph Rankin, some of you know them. They were our head counselors. We meet. We set out the next week's schedule. We were short, Junior 2. With Junior 1's going, everything's flying along. We're looking at the schedule, seeing who we have for the following week. We were way short on counselors. So I reached out to Kansas Bible Camp, fellow camp that we know over in Kansas, obviously. First of all, what I told Joseph and Katie is I said, we need to pray. So we prayed for 2 days and somebody said, hey, why don't you contact KBC? They don't have as much camp next week. They only have one group coming in, et cetera, et cetera. They literally sent us 9 counselors and 2 lifeguards for Junior 2. We wouldn't have made it. We didn't have enough staff. We didn't have enough counselors to make Junior 2. Last year, this is the house I live in. It's a blue house. We had a leak in the basement, sprung a leak. There was a crack. Had to dig it up. Just kind of give you an idea. The house that Jeremy and Bree are in, had to dig it up, put in new drain tile, the whole nine yards. Just showing you some of the things, what goes on at camp. We have groups that come in and help us do many, many different tasks, not just while camp is going on, but off season. People say, well, what do you do off season? Sit around? It's like, yeah, no. There's more physical work going on off season, fixing and repairing. Picture your own house or your own home that you maintain. Multiply that out by all of what Turkey Hill has. It's a little overwhelming at times. So obviously, like I said, we can't have camp without people. They came down. We did some sanding. We have tons of leaves that need to be burned, sidewalks that needed repair. I mean, you name it. We remodeled the bathrooms in the gymnasium They were way past due of needing repair. We did some landscaping. This was all late fall, winter time. Inside jobs, cleaning, scrubbing, you name it. Okay? Small groups came in. Love it. You know, small groups, we can go to the houses, have dinner, have a lot of fellowship. These guys helped us with, let me move that up a little bit. They helped us with, we redid the playground, a lot of rotten wood, the bridges and things like that. So they came in and helped Noah rebuild a lot of what needed to be taken care of. And so we got that done. They repainted the tower. Remember that ugly tower that used to be in camp, if you've ever been there? Noah and Ashley repainted the tower, and now it's a little traverse wall. A lot of cleaning going on off season that has to be done from any age group, as you can see, right? They come out and help, and we get things closed down, put together. Just wanted to throw this one in here, okay? That's the guy who's retiring. I don't know if you can tell, but that's him, okay? So he's preaching to his new flock here, okay? Yeah. They didn't fly away. They thought maybe he was going to feed them or something. But what I want you to understand how the Lord provides, he provides you guys, whether it's in prayer, finances, physical work. Kevin comes down, Cindy comes down, they bring a couple grandkids down, they take a week of speaking at camp, Bob Johns comes down, Daniel directs a week, Tony, God bless him, helped me out last year. I didn't have a nurse for week 7. Tony's like, well, I can rearrange my schedule and we can come down. So Tony came down and nursed all week for us. You see how it works? We need you, and we're very thankful for you. Let me just go, since we're talking about speakers for a minute. I normally speak junior 6 to the campers, to the 8 to 13-year-old campers, because I love it. I love being involved with the campers, even more so when I'm speaking. This past summer, I thought, okay, well, Jeremy and Bree, Noah and Lacey, they're having a baby, so I'll step back because there's more work that needs to be done, things that I'll need to do. I won't be able to commit my time to that particular week. So for those of you know what happened that week. For those of you who don't know, my appendix burst that week, and I ended up, you know, sometimes I can be just a little stubborn, okay? So at first I thought it was something I ate. Then I thought it was the stomach flu. Well, then 3 days later, it had already burst. And for those of you in the medical field, you know what a mess that can be. So I ended up 3 days in the hospital. Guess what week that was? Junior 6, the week I was supposed to be speaking, which I didn't. Take that on for other reasons, but the Lord knew, you know. And like I said early on, you know, the Lord's like, hey, just flicked me right. I do not like going to the hospital. I don't go. I mean, I've had broken bones and stitches, but as far as staying in the hospital, not my thing, right? The Lord said, hey, you know what? Pay attention. Listen to what I'm saying. Do it in my strength, right? So just wanted to throw that out there. I was knocked off my feet in my own strength. Oh, Hannah, you'll enjoy this, and Robert. Okay, another task that we had to get. Took almost a year to get our outside units for Cedar, right? So do you wonder sometimes, young people in the room, or even whatever age you are, why does the Lord have me doing what I'm doing right now? Why? Years and years and years and years and years ago, because I'm old, I was in HVAC, right? I still have my certification and my, what do you call it, environmental thing. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So guess what? Huh? Yeah, that. I still have all of that, and so I can still buy equipment, and I can still install equipment, which saves the camp a lot of money. And God bless Robert that I can text at the drop of a hat and say, hey, what's the normal pressure on something, instead of me stopping and looking up. So do you understand? It takes a lot for things to happen, but yet I can reach out to you all, Robert, ask him questions, and get things working. So God has provided in many, many ways. So, moving on, we have new signs made. Amber and Eric, with the equipment that they have, help us. Oh, Jim Robertson, you'll love this one. Jim engineered the pool, right? So what we did with the pool, the paint was really bad. We had to paint it every year. So get this. We decide we're going to sandblast it. So me as being a good business manager of old, I'm thinking, well, I'm going to get a couple of quotes because we don't have the equipment to do it. So I get a quote. Then I call another company. I'm trying to rent a sandblaster, and they don't rent them anymore because people keep messing them up. Long story short, they said, well, we know a guy. Call this guy. He can do it for you. So I call this guy, say, hey, this is Jim, Turkey Hill, blah, blah, blah. We got this pool. He's like, oh, is that the pool up by the office? I said, yes, it is. He's like, oh, my son was at your camp 2 years ago. We can do that for you. Send me some pictures. So I send him pictures. We agree. He's going to do it. We agree on a price. He's running behind. He says, listen, I'll discount your price if you guys will clean out the pool, all the sand and the chips. We'll move it this way, then move it. I said, sure, we'll do that. Take it out, dump it. He's like, oh, by the way, do you guys have any scholarships? I said, oh, yeah, we have scholarships for those who can't afford it. We, you know, add to cover their costs, et cetera, et cetera. He's like, well, I want to lower your bill, and I want you to apply that to scholarships. So our original bill to the bill he sent us was $8,000 less than the original bid. Okay? Jim, you got to see the pool. We switched to epoxy paint. It's beautiful. Okay? We won't have to paint it every year. We re-caulked around the edge where the patio hits the edge of the pool and put in self-leveling caulk. Just showing you maintenance and how the Lord provides. New truck, okay? Short story here. Found it on a government bid site, which trucks, as you know, are astronomically expensive right now. Paid $1,000 less than what this is worth. It was in Grundy County, Iowa. I have a family that lives there and a real close friend of mine. I said, hey, how close is Grundy County Municipal Works to your house? He's like, less than 10 minutes. That's where we go and get our license plates and all of that. I said, if I bid on a truck, could you pick it up for me? He's like, oh, yeah. So we won the bid. He picked it up. Matt and Erica Rennis were coming down for Labor Day camp. I called Matt. I said, hey, could you drive that truck down for? Oh, sure. So we bought a truck out of state, and within a week, it was at camp. That's how the Lord provides. We kept breaking for many. How many of you have done dishes at camp, right? Okay. The trays break. Trays new, those new trays are $4.50 each, and we were running out of trays. I found a school in Iowa selling the exact, I called them up. I said, hey, could you measure those for me? She measured, tell them. So I bid on them, got the bid. 140 trays for $1.10 each, as opposed to $4.50. I look where it's at, and I'm like, oh, I know the Bloomquist. So I call, Stacy answers. I said, hey, Stacy, I said, how close are you to such and such school? She's like, I'm taking my daughter to the middle school, which is right next to the school you're telling me about. What do you need? I said, I need you to pick up 6 boxes of trays. Okay. And then Memorial Day, somebody from that same town, same church, brought them down. So, like I said, the Lord provides in many different ways. Oh, back to the pool. Had to get some new panels for the rock wall, and God bless Ivan. He's one of Jimmy and Ashley's boys. We were up till 9 o'clock that night putting it all together. Because, listen, we were under the gun, literally, because they got done sandblasting. Memorial Day was coming. We had the pool and the rock wall up 2 days before camp started. That's how close it was. But now it's done, and we have people of all different types come down and help at camp. Many of you know Debbie, but she comes down and watches their kids, and like they're, her daughters help in the office and are on office staff. So we have all different kinds of staff needs as time goes on. Anyway, Jim, I wanted you to see how nice the pool is still. When was the pool built? How long ago? At least 30 years ago. Yeah, still running strong. We put a new trampoline. We try to improve things as we go along. We put a new trampoline out in the lake. We put a new piece of obstacle out in the lake, which the kids love. Local guy, his dad passes away, calls us. He says, hey, I'm cleaning out my dad's garage. He's got this paddle boat. Do you guys want it? Well, yeah. So now we have a paddle boat that's been in a gentleman's garage probably for 10 years. Then he calls back 2 days later. He's like, hey, guess what? I found a canoe. Do you want a canoe? I said, sure, we'll take it. So we end up with a paddle boat and a canoe just because somebody's cleaning out dad's garage, right? Where's Karen? Is Karen still in the crowd? Oh, Sunday school. Just so you know, Karen and Connie Stimson literally maintain and take care of mini golf for us. Connie comes out, Karen and Connie make things, do things, bring them out, install them all at mini golf so the campers can enjoy mini golf. There you go, Cindy. All right, so we have literally 50 horses plus or minus. Again, a lot of work to be done. Some of our camps, we have ranch hand camp, and we have staff come from all over. Susan, do you recognize her? That's the young girl that you picked up at the airport from Boston, Massachusetts. So we have staff that fly into St. Louis, and we have people that shuttle them to Sullivan for us. All right? Again, the Lord provides in many, many ways. So we have people come in from all over the country. We have ranch hand camps, which I know is Jesse in the crowd. Jesse's working on getting a full week of girls to come for ranch hand camp. So we have camp going on within camp, and we have staff, and we have staff needs. Wilderness. We go out, we have 4 weeks of wilderness, 3 for boys and 1 for girls. And just so you know, this year the bus did not catch on fire. So, but one time I get off the gravel road and it won't shift out of third gear. And I'm like, oh, I'm on my way to pick them up down outside Eminence, if anybody knows where that's at. That's a pretty good truck down from camp. So I'm like, okay, this is not going to work. So I go back to camp. So listen to how the Lord provides. Andy Moffitt and his wife are there, staff speaking from Lake Country Bible Chapel with a 12-passenger van. So their van, Dave from Jeff City was there in his Navigator. So Dave, Andy, me, and somebody else, I can't even remember, took 4 vehicles down to pick up the canoes, the people, the equipment, and trailer back our canoes. And guess what? We got to pick up 5 minutes before they arrived without the bus, but with everything else. The bus has worked fine ever since. So Wilderness Camp is basically 13 to 16. If you want to send your kids, we take them to the Current River. They spend all week on the river. Not for me. I'm not the kind of guy who likes to sleep out on a gravel bar, but that's just me. Then we have our regular camp and all of our different activities that go on. Oh, let me tell you what happened with Veronica. Veronica is not here right now, but she was here earlier. Veronica is like our wilderness. She takes the girls on the wilderness week, right? Her and her team. The Lord provided. So the last week the boys went, our spot, which is a GPS piece of equipment that they can text back and forth. It tells me where they're at. They can tell me they're safe, whatever. I get a text from Gabe, who's out there leading the guys. He's like, hey, the GPS got wet. I don't think it's working, et cetera, et cetera. I said, do you think I can dry it out, or should I just order a new one because the girls are going next week? He's like, I'd order a new one. So you know me and my penny pinching. I'm him-hawing around. Should I buy one? Should I not? I went ahead and bought one. And let me tell you, I had to get the girls off the river early. They hit thunderstorms after major storms. And we communicated back and forth. I got them a campground so they could get off the river and have a place to be and shower and warmth and all of that, mostly through the GPS spot. So the Lord provided, and God bless Veronica and her team, because they endured quite a bit. So, and we have Ranch Hand Camp that I told you about. We have a lot of happy campers down at camp. Do you understand what our mission is, right? Souls saved is primary, right? Secondary, souls disciples so they can be sent out, right? So without what you all do, these kids, I mean, do you realize there are kids that come to camp from every end of the spectrum. There are kids that come to camp that don't even know what a Bible is. They've never heard of it. Kevin, Bob, anybody who's counseled, you've experienced this. You know what these kids don't know. So because of that, and because of what you all do, that's what goes on at camp. And that's our main mission. Yes, the carrot is out there for the fun, all the activities, but our main goal is souls saved. Souls discipled. During discipleship week, if you want to send your teenagers, it's just for staff or teenage kids who want to come and dig into God's word and be discipled. We had two baptisms during discipleship week, one down at the river and one at the pool, of young people following the Lord and what he wants them to do. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. If they are camp, I make sure they get a hold of their parents, that their parents are okay with it, that they understand. We had one young girl who wanted to get baptized. Her mom and dad and grandma came to witness the baptism at camp. So a lot going on at camp. Kevin, Callan, you'll appreciate this, had to do some infrastructure. Here's another issue. You guys, you realize, and you may not know this, you have the exact same amplifier that camp does, right? Our shuttle person brings down an amp because ours bites the dust. All I have to do is unplug four things and plug four things, and we're back in business, right? So it all comes together, right? The Lord provides. I have a friend who gave us all these post ballards, so hopefully nobody runs into the deck and knocks over the post. Ugh. Three, not one, not two, but three water main breaks this fall. Not fun. So thankfully, Amber and Eric, hey, I need to borrow your mini excavator, so I haul it down to camp. There was one right outside of Oak where we had to cut through the concrete and dig underneath the deck and fix it, right? There was one up by Ranch Hand. We had to dig probably 120 feet of trench to replace the whole pipe. There's that lovely water main break right there. So literally, the day before I was taking the excavator back to Amber and Eric's house, Tim comes up to me and he's like, hey, you know, over there in the corner of my yard, it's really wet and has been wet for days. And I'm thinking, are you serious? I said, is there a water main out there? He's like, oh yeah, we used to have a hydrant out there. And I'm thinking, here we go again. So I kept the excavator for two more days to fix hole number three. There's hole number three right there. Okay, right there. Too much. A lot going on, storms. Let me tell you about the storms. Okay, we have a lot of money invested in our equipment down at the lake, that the obstacles. Toby sends me this picture. He's like, hey, we might need to go down to the lake. The wind literally pulled the anchors to the edge. There it is. We stood it upright. Nothing torn, nothing broken, no holes. The wind literally pushed it onto the bank. You need to understand how much anchors are going on here. You could ask Eric. He made some for us. They're in 5-gallon buckets. Actually, they're the higher ones. They're, I don't know, maybe 7-gallon buckets filled with cement holding these things in place. The wind literally pushed it all the way to the beach. Nothing wrong with it. Thankfully, the new trampoline didn't move. We've done some remodeling, bathrooms, things like that. Sometimes people don't understand. Yeah, we would like to spend money on things that you can see, things that, you know, oh, you come down, they're like, oh, they redid the playground. Oh, you redid this building. Oh, that looks great. Sometimes there's things that we spend a lot of money on that you don't see. This is one of them. This is a $6,500 replacement. Not that it's, the Lord can provide. I just want you to know there's other things that we have to, hot water heaters. When we replace a hot water heater in a holding tank, you're looking at probably about $7,000 by the time you're said and done. Those are things that people don't see that we still need to do. This was replaced on the other side. This was for the kitchen. It's our grease trap / septic, which gets pumped out. We just got done a roof. I mean, you guys know, maintaining your own home. We had the Styles came down and helped us. We just got done putting on this new roof. So there are things that go on at camp. Again, many, many different moving parts is what's going on. But remember, it's all to present the gospel and to disciple them and to send them out. That's what it's all about. Yeah, there's all this functionality and things that need to be done. But that's why we do what we do. That's why you support what you support. You know, we need your support. We can't do this much without you. We just can't. There's no way. So on the table for what we're going to do, like I said, we keep kind of a spreadsheet on what we'd like to do. This year, we would like to remodel upstairs of Oak, okay, which is a large undertaking. The funds are not all there, but when we did Cedar, the funds weren't all there. But by the time we were done, the Lord paid for everything. We had a guy come in that owns a plumbing company that did all the rough-in plumbing. I said, hey, how much do we owe you? He's like, oh, no, I'm going to use it as a tax write-off for the company. We're donating it all. So those things happen, right? So our big project is we want to update upstairs of Oak. We still need trucks, plural. Our trucks get used a lot for many different things. And they are wearing out. And please pray for staff. We definitely need summer staff. So we'll take any age. You see, we've got shuttle people. We got people that speak, people that do dishes, directors, nurses, cooks. Hannah comes down and brings her whole team of cooks. So please pray for this upcoming year, for those things specifically. And again, thank you all for your generosity, your support, your prayers. Can't do it without you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for who you are, that you are strong and mighty. Lord, we thank you for Turkey Hill and for what it stands for, what it does. Pray for those who heard the word this past season. Lord, we pray for this upcoming season. We just commit this all to you. Amen. If you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them for you.